You were born in 1913, so that was the year before the First World War broke
out. Yes,
yes. So in and around that time, there was a lot of unrest in the country. And
yes.
Were your parents involved in the rising in any way in 1916?
No, they weren't militants. My mother was very nationally minded. My father was not. He was born in Glasthul in County Dublin. Glasthul at the time was next port to Liverpool.
Oh, yes.
You see, the Dunleary, Liverpool, they were neighbours.
So, and your father, what was your father's first name?
Patrick. Patrick James was his name, Paddy.
Yeah, and you were telling me that he was inside in Guinness's.
Yeah.
And your mother, on the other hand, what was her
name? She was a teacher. She was Martha Murphy.
And she was, she had strong Republican feelings at the time, didn't she?
Yes, she had. She used to buy a book called The Irish Bulletin every month. And I don't know, I was too young to understand that. It was a dull book. There were no pictures in it. So I didn't bother with it at all.
And so did she join any organisation or was she part of any organisation?
She became a member of the, the Women's
Common
Industrial. Industrial Development, the IDA, the women's, what they were promoting, buying Irish goods and all those kind of things.
Right.
The what's this they called it? The IDA, I think it was, Women's and Irish Industrial Development Association, something like that. But she was a member of that to promote Irish goods as much as possible.
And the story that you have here, what does this relate to?
Oh, that was a story of her at Easter week. She went to, she got word that my aunt, her oldest sister, was coming to Dublin to visit us. And she thought, well, at the state of things here now, I don't want her here for a visit. I don't think she should come. And she said, I'll go up to the Broadstone and turn her back home. And she went off, and that'll tell you the story of her going. Yeah, that'll tell you the whole story of how she got up to the Broadstone. And stopped her, put her on the train, said, no, don't come into Dublin. And then that's her trying to get home to Sandymount to 9 children, the last child of which she was nursing. And she had to, that'll tell her whole story. She had an awful time to get from the Broadstone station. You know what it is now? And it's the Broadstone now, it's called. And she had to get from that to Sandymount. And the rising broke out that morning, the 1916 rising. And she had to get down through town. And they had occupied Boland's Mill, left us without any bread, because we got Boland's bread always. The old van used to come down to our house and we didn't buy bread out of a shop. We brought it from, the cart for into the house. And we had no bread. And what else happened that morning? Oh, yes, yeah, she was nursing a baby at home and she had to get home to feed the baby. And she'd no way of transport. So that'll tell you how she got along. She went down back streets and said, if I could get down to Liberty Hall, I could get across the river. Never dreaming that Liberty Hall was the centre of attraction at the time. And she came down back streets. There were some man directed them. And he said, no, don't go down near the quays at all. He says, go down that street there and it'll leave you in a better position. So, but she says, I want to go across by Liberty Hall. He says, don't go near Liberty Hall and go around such and such a street. But she eventually found herself away down the quays, down that's now built up, I believe. The, what do they call it now, the South Docks or something. Wait, no, not the South Docks. Across the road from that, they've it all built up now and they have a...
Oh, where the U2 the new and estates all of that, are yeah.
And that. And there she got down to the water side, thinking she could get the ferry across. Of course, the ferry wasn't running. And she met a lot of little boys playing in a boat. And she said, well, these kids are used to boats anyway. And she asked them, would they row her across the river? And she gave them whatever change she had in her pocket. She had only her fare home, I think, in her pocket. And she gave them money and they rowed her across the river in this little boat.
My goodness. Yes.
But while they were in the boat, there were bullet hopped off the back of the water at the back of the boat. Some sniper was there watching and fired on them in the boat. But they got across safely. She got across and the kids landed her at Ringsend. Well, she knew that these little boys were used to playing in boats and that they could manage the boat across. And they got her across the river and she landed at Ringsend. And then she had to come up, get through the docks at Ringsend. There were canal docks there. Mm. She got through those up onto the road up to Ringsend Church. She went, got up along by the river and got up to Ringsend Church. And from that, she walked home to Sandymount. She had to go through Ringsend, through Irish Town and up to Sandymount where we lived. And she had to walk all that.
What an incredible story. Yeah. There were nine of you.
Oh, there were nine of us.
Where did you fit in?
I was the second eldest. Yeah. I was the eldest girl. There was a boy older. He was 18 months older than I was. So he was going to school at the time and he went to school at Western Row. So he was able to manage for himself.
And where was your dad on that morning? Of Easter Monday.
He was in Guinness's, I suppose, working. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he would have been in Guinness's, working there. His brother was in it. His cousin was in it. There was a lovely red-haired girl cousin of his, worked in Guinness's also, and a lot of his family had been in it.
Yeah.